Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is warning the country could be headed into a tough week, predicting what he said would be a lot of deaths stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. At Saturday's White House briefing, the president also expressed eagerness to get the economy up and running as soon as possible and said the federal government is denying some requests from states for ventilators and other assistance, saying the federal government is deciding how to allocate equipment in some cases, as NPR Sarah McCammon reports.
President Trump has said New York does not need the 40,000 ventilators the state has projected could be needed as the death toll climbs. Without providing evidence, Trump accused some states of asking for more ventilators than necessary.
If a state has ventilators, as an example, that they know they're not going to need, they should give them over and we should move them with the other ones.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says Oregon is sending ventilators to his state. Nearly 3,000 people have died in New York and more than 7,000 nationwide. President Trump says the nation will see many more deaths, particularly over the next 2 weeks. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The number of confirmed infections in the U.S. tops 300,000. More than 8,500 people have died. The president's health advisors say coronavirus cases could peak this week in three major hotspots: New York, Detroit, and Louisiana. In California, Los Angeles County this weekend reported its largest single-day increase in deaths and new cases since the pandemic started. Hedy Lynn Hurtis reports there were 28 more fatalities and 711 new cases.
L.A. County now has over 52,000 confirmed cases and 117 deaths. Most of the deaths, Dr. Ferrer says, were those with underlying health conditions and over the age of 65. Nine, however, were between 18 and 65. Dr. Ferrer added that as more testing becomes available, the number of cases will likely jump to 1,000 a day this week, since about 10% of those tested turn out to be positive. The county says it expects to be able to test 10,000 a day. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis in Los Angeles.
In Louisville, Kentucky, officials warning of a group traveling around the area administering fake coronavirus tests. Metro Council President David James says the scammers have been setting up test sites around the city and charging more than $200 per test.
It's really Medicaid fraud is what it actually is. There is no reason that you should spend $240 for a COVID test.
James says he is committed to tracking down the scammers every time they appear. President Trump defending the firing of Michael Atkinson, the intelligence community's watchdog. Speaking to reporters this weekend, the president accused Atkinson of passing along to Congress what he said was a fake report. Atkinson had determined the whistleblower complaint he sent to lawmakers was credible. He was required by law to disclose it to Congress. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Authorities have begun a recovery operation for Maeve Kennedy McKean and her child following a boating accident on Maryland's Chesapeake Bay. NPR's Amy Held reports that members of the Kennedy family are grieving the loss of Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter and her 8-year-old son in this latest tragedy to beset the family.
Maeve Kennedy McKean was a mom to three young children. They were self-quarantining outside D.C. at the empty home of her mother, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, Maryland's former lieutenant governor. They wanted to give the kids more space to run around, wrote Maeve's husband David McKean in a Facebook post. She and her 8-year-old Gideon were playing kickball on Thursday when the ball splashed into the water. They jumped into a canoe to get it. The wind or tide apparently pushed them out too far, and an onlooker spotted them struggling. Now the Coast Guard has suspended its search covering more than 3,600 square miles after finding only the overturned canoe. David McKean says the chances of their survival are impossibly small. Maeve McKean was 40 and worked as a human rights lawyer. Amy Held, NPR News.
With a coronavirus lockdown in place in France, authorities have opened a terrorism investigation. A man police say claims to be from Sudan is in custody in connection with this weekend's knife attack in a town south of Lyon. Two people were killed, five others were wounded. Another person has also been detained. In the UK, Queen Elizabeth is urging Britons to show the same resolve as their forebears. And in an address to the nation to be televised today, she is expected to thank frontline healthcare workers. Her speech comes after the country saw a big jump in coronavirus deaths. This is NPR News.